boy, Dame Destro, Puerto Rican Papa Perspective. If my voice sounds a little different, I got a new microphone. Microphone fiend, microphone fiend. So in the background, we got a little bit of Ghostface, Mathematics, and Strawberries. Yeah, this song is really dope. I just heard about that day on SiriusXM. You got it? Check it out, it's super dope. I'm a little late though, so I don't get in trouble with the wifey. So, here we go. Yeah, that's your boy. We have a good thing going on. I just got a brand new microphone for my podcast, so hopefully my vocals come through very good, very sexual and intellectual and very cosmosexual. I just finished watching, if you guys are fans of Euphoria on HBO, I've already finished the first season. That was amazing. I loved it. Just taking a sip of my vodka and club soda and a little bit of lime. Trying to watch my ghost figure. You know how that go. Anyway. So I try to get my wife on it. She actually likes it. She got into a little bit of it. It's a little too intense for her sometimes, you know, but it be like that sometimes, Poppy. But goddamn, spoiler alert. Fucking this news episode was a fucking amazing from the get-go. Fez's grandma's a G. When she shot fucking Fez's dad in the legs at the strip club while he was getting his dick sucked. Wow. And then from then I was like, I don't even know if they can even go anywhere better from that. But they got better and better and better. It was amazing. Fucking Jewel was amazing. The Rue was amazing. Cassie was amazing. I mean, it was unreal. The ending, like I said, spoiler alert. With when Fez saw, I forget the big boy's name, big white dude. I forgot his name, but he saw him at the thing. He's like, he said last night, didn't say last night you were going to kill me. And he just fucking beat his ass. That was fucking hilarious. It was amazing though. It's and I see a lot of plot twists, which is going to be great. The bigger girl that had the internet thing going on, that the good innocent guy likes a lot. She likes Jules. And then Jules likes Rue, and Rue likes Rue. And then the new guy's pretty cool. That she met in the laundry room. The whole bathroom scene was pretty intense. That tripped me out. It was a great episode. Absolutely amazing. It has me hooked. This is one of my favorite shows of all time. It takes a lot for me to get hooked like that for shows, because I'm a big sports guy and I love sports, whatever. I don't watch too many shows that get me hooked, but this motherfucking show is the truth. If you have a chance, check it out. If you didn't see the first season, get the whole first season going and then watch the second season. You're going to love it. But anyway, so back to my hotel. Anyway, man, this fucking microphone is dope. I just turned away and no one heard anything. You didn't hear that shit? Yeah. Yeah, your boy's coming up. So anyway, work sucks. Everyone has COVID again. It's like fucking reliving fucking 2020. Man, fucking Groundhog Day. But whatever, it is what it is. Be like that. Music. Nas's Magic album is fucking amazing. If you haven't heard it, it's a fucking amazing album. That motherfucker is timeless. That Nas is timeless. I love him. He's great. I saw him live one time in person. I'm gonna be real with you. This is like 20 years ago, at least like 15, 20 years ago. Cause I'm old. I'm old as fuck. And he wasn't the best, like, as far as getting the crowd excited, but it was still epic to see him. It was dope. But his new album, motherfucking shit, so good, so good. So yeah, other than that, I haven't heard Weeknd's new one. Actually, I'm about to listen to this as soon as I get off of this podcast. My cousin said it wasn't that good. He said it was meh. His words on the text were meh. So we'll see. Work is work. And I don't know. Playoffs, Giants suck. My team, New York Giants football team, we're terrible. We fired our head coach. Not surprised. Happy. I hope we get some good motherfucking new shit up in the motherfucking shit for the new shit of the new shit. Yeah, that's my advice. The fuck was that? Holy shit. My fucking shit just turned on by itself. We got ghosts in my motherfucking garage. Anyway. Hold on, let me take a little sip of this motherfucker. So this is kind of random, but if you guys ever listen to the Fryi show, F-R-Y space Y-I-Y, I listen to them when I get off work, like usually on Mondays, and they get faded while they do their jams, but I think it's on a Friday when they do it live. They have a good show. They're from Canada, Toronto, I think. They're on the 42 Drake's channel. They're dope. They're dope. They made me laugh. They have a good time. And yeah, I hope that's what I give to y'all. So other than that, I think it's a good day. I got the next 4 days off, 5 days off. I'm gonna play ball tomorrow. I've been working out hard like a motherfucker. And then Friday, taking my little angel to amusement park. And then Saturday, I gotta move. Sunday, I'm gonna watch football all day, every day. And then Monday, recover and watch that Monday night game. And that's it. So, yep. I hope y'all have a good day. God bless y'all. I know some rough times for everyone out there. That's why, I mean, every day. Every morning when I wake up, I always, in my car, I say a little prayer. And I always thank the Lord for my blessings, because I've been through some rough shit. And I've been through rough times, man. It sucks. It sucks. But, I mean, it's like Tupac said, after every darkest night comes a brighter day. Just stay positive and keep grinding. You'll get yours. As long as you stay positive and you keep grinding and you keep working hard, you will get it. So, if you're going through some tough shit, just keep grinding. Another quote I heard is, if you're going through hell, keep going. Which for me, which I interpret is like, if you're going through some rough shit that sucks, just keep going through it. Get it. Because once you get to the side of that shit, it's like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's the way I interpret that shit sometimes. So yeah, that's it. I'm gonna leave it at that. I hope y'all have a great, blessed weekend. I hit y'all in a little bit, maybe a week or so or two. I might be having a trip to the snow in the next couple weeks. I don't like telling my whereabouts, because I'll be working in a dangerous field, so, you know, we got snipers everywhere. Nah, but real talk, I don't know. If and when I do my shit, I will let y'all know. Other than that, I hope you have a blessed day. Check out that Euphoria. Like I said, that shit was fucking amazing. I love that show. It's a beautiful show. And God bless y'all. Oh, I also watched Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man was dope too, which has the same actress, Rue, from the Spider-Man from Euphoria. And yeah, it was a beautiful thing. It was a great movie. Excellent. It was wonderful. All right, man. Y'all, stay blessed. Stay happy. Always talk about positivity. When you're talking to yourself, always talk to yourself in positiveness. Don't talk negative. That's one thing I always try to tell myself. Talk positive to yourself. All right. I love y'all. Stay blessed. And I will talk to y'all next time. It's your boy, Dame Dash, Destro, Puerto Rican Pop Perspective, excuse me. And one love. Peace out. That mic sounds good. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do a little tribute to myself right now. And that's the sound I make when I beat the cheeks. And that's the sound I make when I beat the cheeks. All right, y'all. Peace.